Tommy. I appreciate the chance to give you a quick update on the efforts that we're going to at Cotton Incorporated to evaluate these new systems. This is not one of the new systems, obviously, but we have certainly made some progress since this picture was taken on Harvest Innovation. I stole this from Herb Wilcutt, who was putting it together. Just by a note of trivia, it happens to be that last year our ag engineers celebrated 100 years of their society. And as part of that, they elected the top 10 innovations in the last century by ag engineers. And the cotton picker was listed in that top 10 because of the amount of labor eliminated. And so these most recent cotton pickers are taking it to a step forward into eliminating labor. As an overview for this presentation, I'm going to want you to know about this study because, again, I want you to know that Cotton Incorporated sees that both of these systems are hugely important to the cotton industry in keeping us economically viable and sustainable. And so I'm going to let you know about who is helping us conduct this evaluation so that we can have hopefully a science-based, unbiased evaluation of all the systems for cotton harvest. And so I'm going to talk about who's helping us doing it, what and when and where we're doing it. But the results aren't going to come out until the first set of results until summer 2008. And that's to give us time. This is something that's very important, highly charged when we're talking about two different companies. And so we want to make sure that the companies have time to review what we say. And all of that. So we're gonna have a meeting with the companies in April at Cotton Incorporated, and go over our initial results, and those will be coming. But just to give you an idea of what we've got going on in this evaluation, here's a list of the organizations participating. I'm gonna name names in a second, but not with the first ones. I didn't get a chance. First of all, this evaluation that's going on, our grower cooperators are a huge important part of that. They let us, and I say that in a royal us, it's really Herb or Steve or some of these guys that I'll mention later, come onto their farm, put on some fuel meters, and ride and keep their picker drivers company. And so we really appreciate, and I didn't get a chance to ask them for permission to say who they were, but we're going to be needing some more help in 2008. So we really appreciate the growers that are cooperating. Also, of course, the companies. And notice I didn't list them because I can't put one before the other, so I just say the companies. You know who they are. And then finally, Texas A&M and the public sector, Texas A&M, Mississippi State, the USDA RS Gen Labs, and the University of Arkansas. And I'm going to name names there. And that's we've got a lot of public sector expertise that we've pulled together to help us evaluate these systems. We got Dr. Steve Searcy out of Texas A&M, Calvin Purnell, Brian Shaw, and then Brock Faulkner's a graduate student that's working there, and Shay Simpson, although Shay's kind of transitioning now, Shay's been very instrumental in helping us with some of this. It's USDA Gen Labs. I highlighted John Wanier. I just want y'all to know, John has just finished his PhD at Texas A&M. He was doing stuff on cotton harvest. He's going to be transitioning to the Lubbock Gen Lab, and we're cooperating with USDA to fund him as a postdoc to just focus on cotton harvest. That's all he's going to do. And so we're very excited about John going to the Lubbock Lab, and he's going to be an important part of these future evaluations in West Texas. Greg Holt has already been helping us there, along with Paul Funk out in New Mexico, Rick Byler in Mississippi. Mississippi State University has been very important in these evaluations. Herb Wilcutt brings a huge amount of experience. He has been dealing with cotton harvest for 30 years plus, and has really helped us in designing how do we do these field evaluations for picker efficiency. And then we've got a good economic team. It worked out good to have Herb and with the economists there, John Anderson, Greg Ivendahl, and John Black. One thing, that picture you see down in the bottom right-hand corner, that is actually Greg Ivendahl out hand-picking cotton. So we actually got an economist to go out and do some work in the field, which I was pretty excited about. And being an engineer, it's my job to pick on economists. And picking on economists, Jeannie Reeves is also at Cotton Incorporated because we know that the economic evaluation of these systems is so important. Jeannie is our ag economist, and she has also been very involved in coordinating the development of economic evaluation. And finally, University of Arkansas, Sabode is a new hire there in extension. He's going to be helping us do soil compaction evaluations. And someone I don't have listed that Herb needed some help, so he brought Gary Hightank. Some of you may know Gary was an extension there to help do some of these field evaluations in 2006 and 2007. So just to give you a quick overview of what we're doing, we want to do a complete systems evaluation. We're looking at field efficiency in terms of how much time we're on the row, fuel use data, and we're not just looking at the new systems. We're going to make sure we've got the good baseline data for strippers and our conventional pickers, because that's what we're really wanting to compare against. Do you want to go ahead and adopt this new technology? Are you better where you're at? What's the answer to that? We're going to look at some storage studies on how well do these new modules store better than our current system? And then finally, integrating all that data that we collect into an economic model. And I put ginning rate at the bottom. Obviously, we want to look at the impact on ginning. And that's going to be, you know, the ginners, I do feel sorry for ginners. We're always asking them to do something. We don't want to pay for it. So maybe the news isn't going to be all bad for the ginners. You know, this is from a study that Steve and Shea and the guys at Texas A&M did in just looking at our conventional system, at the impact of a good module versus a bad module on ginning rate. And if you can look at, if you got a good module versus a poorly built module, you're losing a lot in ginning rate because those modules get wet. And what the panelists said this morning, I think is true. Both of these systems, you don't have to worry if your module builder operator was hung over from the night before. These systems are going to build consistent modules. So we don't have the data yet, but we're working to document. I suspect that both of these systems are going to build better modules. Just to give you an idea of how this has evolved over time, really some of this started back in 2003. The Texas State Support Program of the Cotton Incorporated initiated a study to look at how well our current system is performing. And that's worked out great because now we have the baseline data to compare against. And that's where I get some of this data. Some of the data that came out of that study at Texas A&M in Texas, and I think this would be true across the belt, they went out and counted modules that were poorly built in a gin yard, many gin yards, and found about 50% of them were poorly built. So that says to me, if you get an automated module, consistent module building, that's going to help us in the long run. 2005, our board of directors really supported us to develop this innovative harvest initiative. 2006, we started working. Now, 2006, there wasn't a lot of these machines out there. They were still making some tweaks to them. So really, we spent a lot of time in North Carolina, Mississippi, getting the good time and motion data for our current six-row system. We did some preliminary studies on how the rounds store at Texas A&M. 2007, we added strippers to this valuation, again, working in cooperation with the Texas State Support Program and Brock Faulkner. We're getting data on time that's compatible on strippers that will allow us to put all this together, compare strippers. And we did field studies with the new systems in Texas, Mississippi, and Missouri. 2008, we continue to plan to continue a lot of this. Now there's going to be more pickers out there. That gives us more opportunities, more situations to collect data. We really hope to get a better handle on ginning rate, some field storage studies, and the soil compaction. And again, hopefully this summer we'll have some preliminary results to release under different scenarios. And with that, I think there might be a minute or two for questions. Especially you can let me know if you think we're missing something.
Are there any questions for Ed?
Now don't come back next year and say, why didn't you do this? This is your chance.
Well, one thing, Ed, I was wondering while you're doing that presentation, and of course I know Corporate is always interested in fiber quality. Will you be evaluating fiber quality in those storage studies as well?
That's a good question. We will be, when we do these storage studies, we'll be looking at fiber quality, turnout, and also seed quality. Tom Wiedergartner is our cottonseed specialist, and he always reminds me we got that other part of the crop. And so one of the things he said, you know, if these things store better and we can store longer, there's less money you got to spend on cottonseed storage. So that might be another piece of the puzzle. All right. Thank you very much.